Bumpkins, Turkey Drumsticks, and Cyborg Bruce Springsteen, all on this week's 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Social Club for the weekend of Friday, September 25th, 2015. I'm Josh Rollerson from 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station. And with me, as always, is Garth, right? With me, as always, is Rachel Carlson, our very good friend from Yelp, Pittsburgh.
Party on.
Which is like the NPR of fun things to do in Pittsburgh.
Right? I was going to make up an NPR for fun things.
Just did like three
Pittsburgh
references in one there. Yeah, should we do an all Wayne's World themed
episode? Oh my gosh, that would be excellent.
That would be the fulfillment of many dreams for me.
Here. And me too. Yeah. As an avid SNLer. We could do a top 10 list.
Oh, I think we just found our common SNL common ground.
Okay, good.
Yeah. What's going on, Rachel?
So we've got a lot going on. I know you have had a lot going on with Thrival happening.
Yeah, busy
and,
week.
And a lot of tech talk.
Yeah, a lot of tech talk, a lot of cyborgs and robots. And
promoting your new podcast.
Should we promote the podcast?
I was segueing into
thank
that.
Thank you. She's marketing professional here.
I try.
We were just chatting about how I don't know anything about marketing, and now I have to learn it.
I'll teach you the ropes.
Yes, thank you for setting me up for that, Rachel. Yeah. We're going to use the one podcast to promote the other one. Nanograms launches, well, today, I believe, concurrently with, as we record this, it's Tuesday. These things post on like late Thursday afternoon, and by this Thursday night, the 24th, the first episode of Nanograms will be available at nanograms.org. And if you haven't heard me talk about it, it's been a week of fairly constant self-promotion that's eating away at my soul. And
I was going to say a labor
tired
of love.
Yes. A show about technology and culture and kind of where the two intersect and the weird things that happen when they do. So the first season is called Borg in the USA, which is a clever pun referencing cyborgs, right?
Yeah.
And all the implications of that cultural trope as it becomes a literal phenomenon that's manifesting in legal and political and economic and commercial spheres.
And also Born in the USA play. I thought you were going to talk
exactly
about Bruce Springsteen, right?
It's actually about robot Bruce Springsteen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's incredible. I think you could combine any two things and people would be excited about it.
Yeah.
So Bruce Springsteen and robots.
Yeah,
done.
That's all you really need to know.
So good.
Anyway.
Well, if you are not too teched out, which, come on, no one's too teched out, Thrival continues this weekend.
Indeed.
With the concert series. So just checking out the schedule of all of the bands playing on Friday and Saturday. Obviously a really cool full schedule. I am excited for Andrew McMahon, and he is a really great artist that I think a lot of YEP listeners would like. And then obviously Wale, who actually writes reviews on Yelp.
Really?
I just want to point that out. Yes.
Interesting.
Everyone was very excited on my team because I'm part of the Washington, D.C.
What's
team.
His like reviewer ranking?
He hasn't reviewed much, but we did go to the one Asian restaurant that he reviewed when we were in D.C.
Do you try to cultivate celebrity reviewers?
So Jerry Seinfeld, I think, to promote his talking in the car
like
with coffee with celebrities.
I don't know.
I
feel like he has a lot of time on his hands.
Yes. So he started writing Yelp reviews
to
promote the show. I want to say maybe a year ago, 6 months ago, whenever the new episodes came out. And on the back end of Yelp, they have to verify that accounts are actually real people and not cyborgs and robots, things like that. And they verified it legit was him, which is very exciting.
I kind of want to know where robot Jerry Seinfeld goes for coffee.
Probably the Science Center? I don't know.
Could that be a parody account?
Robot Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, or would that get weeded out?
It might get weeded out, but
bummer.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
So it's the real dude.
And Rainn Wilson wrote a review about a waste management company or something. It was really random, and it was for comic effect, I believe.
Did you ever see the one that was purportedly by Werner Herzog?
No.
The filmmaker, do you know him?
On Yelp?
On Yelp.
No.
I can't imagine it was actually done by him, but it was done in his voice and his style. It was surreal and hilarious.
I wonder.
I don't remember what it was for.
I doubt it's still on, but it's entertaining to say the least. So those are the celebrities that I know that are on. If anyone catches anyone else, let me know. But anyway. Thrival. So
yes.
Back to Thrival. We have Panic at the Disco rounds things out on Friday night, which should be a really fun time. And then we have on Saturday a full day of some local people like Beauty Slap. And then we also have Lights, which is kind of climbing the charts. And I know you like Ghostface Killa and Manchester Orchestra to round that out. So it'll be a really, really, really fun time.
Nice mix of local and national talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think just watching it in the last couple of years, because I want to say this is the fourth year maybe. I may be making that up, but I think that it's around three or four. I love seeing it grow. So that's really awesome. Obviously, tickets are still available. Get them fast so you don't have to be left out in the tech dust.
Have you ever partied in Hazelwood?
I have at the Animal Rescue League.
Really?
I think that... I think it's on the edge.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I party with the kitties. It's a pretty fun
party.
Just
imagine how that goes down.
I know, it's super, super fun. Yeah. First flying. So head to Thrival, Hazelwood.
That's the big ticket in town. Is there anything anything else people should consider?
I'm going to go a little family friendly. Fall fun. The fall Trax Farms Fall Festival kicks off. A lot of these different farms in the area actually have offerings. I know Sorgles does too. I just did a weekly Yelp, which is my weekly e-newsletter. I'm like self-promoting myself a ton.
This is how it's done.
I know. So I do a weekly Yelp e-newsletter. You can sign up on yelp.com once you make a user profile. So I just did one on pumpkin farms, which we have a plethora of pumpkin farms around the area, which I think is such a fantastic time for the family. Do you go to the pumpkin farms?
We haven't been to one in the last years. We used to go when the kids were really little, and you'd like, pose them next to the giant pumpkin,
and they'd cry.
They were generally into it.
Okay,
and then, you know, the hayride and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember the name of the farm we went to. It was like J&B, I think. Does that mean anything to you? Some of them like, really do it up, like it's a full on tourist installation.
Triple B.
I think that was it. Yeah.
Okay. I had to pull for that.
And we checked out the Sorgle one once.
Yeah. So there are tracks. The offering is insane in terms of what they have going on. And this is every weekend from September 19th through the 25th. Free admission. You do have to pay for certain things that they have going on in the activities. It's seriously, there's a whole list of things. There's a balloon chase, which I don't know what it is, but that sounds awesome. Rock wall, hay rides. They have these paint your own pumpkin, which a lot of Yelpers talk about how fun that is to do. So it's a really good time. And I think it's family fun, but I also, with no kids, like to go to those things too. So, and get your fall fix in.
Definitely fun. I can recommend it.
Good. Absolutely. And then for the 21 plus crowd, the National Aviary is doing their black and white party. So you will be able to head to the aviary, which I was actually just, I don't know why, but I was lovingly thinking about the sloth there the other day because it's adorable. It doesn't do anything.
Who doesn't sit there. Love the sloth?
I know. But this is a classy party with a awesome ticket price. $20 gets you in and dress up in your fabulous black and white attire. You can purchase cocktails, wine, and they'll have Victory Brewing Company beer. It's going to be their signature bar for the evening.
Cool.
So I think that's a good choice. Atria's will be there serving up snacks. Obviously, they're going to have some of our feathered friends out that you will be able to check out. Like the Maltese Falcon, which I think, you know, obviously black and white, you think Maltese Falcon, like.
That's the signature drink.
That's the signature dress, like the like 007 black and white, like
okay,
I'm out.
Yeah, one is film noir from the 30s, 40s, and one is British spy kitsch from the 60s.
Yes, but either way, just wear your black and white attire and you'll be
that's
totally
probably
fine.
Safe,
and purchase your ticket. Obviously, to a good cause, they'll have 50-50 drawings, they'll have an auction, so it's obviously a really great time. And then we also, talking about our feathered / into furry friends, I think this is interesting. I don't know if this is the first time that they've done this or not, but Animal Friends is doing a 2-day celebration
Okay.
They're doing a Friday fête, which I just love saying that. And they're doing a Saturday soiree.
All right.
The two big party words.
What's the difference between a fête and a soiree?
Well, I think the fête is going to be a little bit of a fun dance party type affair.
It's more of like a food focused, right?
I would say dance, like in terms of music. It says they're going to have a 10-piece band. With a flaming horn section.
Wow.
I know.
All right.
Get ready to party. But they, like you said, they will have food to nosh on, and they will have crafted brews and cocktails. So there's a lot going on in terms of checking out that. They'll also have some acoustic music, too. So it sounds like a really full evening. And then on Saturday, they are going to be doing a red carpet. So I think it's going to be a little bit more of a swankier affair. But what's awesome is that they're going to be having, again, formal dinner, which is obviously a really great thing to do in terms of.
You seem like the kind of person that would love to get dressed up and go eat a fancy meal.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I would want to get my long gloves on and pick out which fork to use, right?
Do you actually have long gloves?
If
anybody I know owns those, it's got to be you.
I don't think I own long gloves, but I do have 5 tutus.
Of course you do.
So yes. I think that evens it out. But what we want to really remember is this all benefits our furry friends, and we love them so much.
Yeah.
A little bit of a higher ticket price, but obviously, like I said, it's a good cause. And then we also, on Saturday, again, if you're looking for maybe a cheaper ticket and another good cause, we have Arbor Aid 2015, which benefits Tree Pittsburgh. Have you heard of Tree Pittsburgh?
Of course. Yeah. They do really good work.
I think that they're going to be actually doing a tree nursery. That's where the event is at, in Lawrenceville. And right on the Allegheny River. And they'll have a VIP mixer from 6:30 to 8. And then the main event will have libations. What really sticks out to me is a cookie table. Which is super awesome, as always, and a great Pittsburgh tradition. And I think that, obviously, you're going to have a fun time on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have Braddock Feast, which is benefiting Grow Pittsburgh.
Very good.
So obviously, I know we've been talking a lot about Braddock recently. I think there's a lot of things that have been going on recently down there. A lot of buzz.
A lot of buzz.
And for Grow Pittsburgh, they're going to be doing a progressive dinner, pretty much. So with Feast, you're going to be able to eat from local chefs. You're going to be able to check out local destinations that they're going to take you to on each step of the way. And obviously, it benefits Grow Pittsburgh. So from it's $15 to $30, a really, really affordable ticket for delicious food, which I think is key to any good event is delicious food or entertainment. I would say.
Well, speaking of which, I forgot to mention that my last weekend adventure, I think, is an apt recommendation for this weekend because it is the final weekend of the Pittsburgh Renaissance Fair.
Oh.
You ever been out to that?
I have not.
We've been meaning to check it out, and we finally did, and it was really cool. It was a lot of fun. It did the requisite turkey leg.
That's what I was going to ask.
So that's good food. I thought of it when you mentioned tutus because – stay with me here.
Okay.
Toward the end of the day, we were watching a show that was a woman who was like an acrobat juggler, and it had a sort of comedy shtick to go along with it. And one of those things where they pull people out of the audience.
Yes.
So I got pulled out of the audience to basically hold this woman up in the air while she juggled flaming torches and did flips and crazy stuff. And part of it was that I had to wear a tutu like around my neck. That part was odd.
Is there video of this?
No, but I tweeted a photo of it.
All right.
So go back through my timeline.
Go back through your feed.
Point is, weird stuff happens at Ren Fair.
How much is it?
It's not it's not unreasonable to get in.
Okay.
Then once you're inside, you're handing a lot of dollar bills out to performers. Uh-oh. So it does add up. And the food is just, you know, you're constantly eating and drinking stuff. There is a lot of stuff to eat and drink. And there's also a lot of souvenirs and stuff to buy.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, this is the final weekend of it. So if you have any interest, you should check it out.
Yeah, I think that what is awesome about that, too, is it's a family-friendly event. And how far is it? It's not too far, right?
It's like 45 minutes.
Okay. Not a far trip. And I think that it's always a really good time in terms of the entertainment and the turkey legs.
Yes.
I mean, how can you go wrong with a turkey leg?
Well, you can go wrong with the turkey leg, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
I had some help eating it. It was a lot. It's a lot of meat.
Good, good. Well, obviously lots going on this weekend. I think you've got a good guy.
Rachel, thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have a smartphone?
I do.
How often would you say you have it with you?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
It's me. It's part of my ego.
Are mobile devices turning us into cyborgs?
We think that there's something interesting happening with respect to how accelerated our reliance on technology is and how that's actually changing the nature of our relationship to technology.
Nanograms, 90.5 WESA's new technology and culture podcast, available Thursdays at nanograms.org.